This is Montessori Toddler Discipline for Every Age. How to prevent toddler conflicts, overcome challenges in children development, and help your child grow. Positive Discipline for Guilt-Free Parenting. Written by Janet Goodchild. Narrated by Mary Johnson. Copyright 2020 by Janet Goodchild and Production Copyrights by Janet Goodchild. Introduction. Chances are, the reason you picked up this audiobook is that things don't always go perfectly with your child. Sometimes, they go wrong. You were wondering if these difficulties are enormous or a bump on the road. But either way, your child's problem behaviors are making things a lot harder than you think they should be, and you need to find an effective way to deal with them. Do you occasionally fondle like you were on an emotional wheel with your child? Do something that makes you angry or frustrates you. Then you get mad at yourself for being mad at them. And now you feel even madder at them because he was able to make you mad at yourself so much. And when he does the same thing right after you yell at him to stop, you feel even angrier than you did a few minutes ago. Does your child have a staggering capability to trigger emotions you didn't even know you had until his birth? Parenting is hard work. Raising toddlers and preschoolers is fraught with ever-changing problem behaviors that you can expect to experience. Do any of these situations sound familiar? Your child clings to his mother's legs and always wants to be held in her arms. Try to give him all the love he has, but sometimes he tries to break away to do other things. Then, he feels guilty and wonders if he is doing the right thing. Your son is a strong-willed child who always demands his way and seems to derive significant influence from saying no to any demand from his parents. His parentages often feel destitute and weary from the anxiety of dealing with their firstborn. Occasionally, they even feel a secret desire to escape the responsibilities of raising children. He complains all the time. His mother repeatedly tells him to stop, becoming increasingly frustrated each time. For the third time, he raises his voice in an attempt to get her attention. However, keep complaining and begging. She ends up yelling at him, which stops him temporarily. But now he feels guilty and resentful that getting angry seems to be the only approach that works. Your child has an activity level that does not stop. It seems he never listens and will not sit still for anything but action shows on television. If he is playing indoors, he doesn't want to go to the playground. And once there, he creates a scene where his dad needs to take him home again. Sometimes, Dad leaves him in front of the television for hours, even if he feels guilty doing it. Often, he lacks the energy to quote-unquote fight him and feels exhausted as a parent. Or, your child hates the feeling of rough labels or clothing and will not eat anything that is in the slightest bit cold or hot or that looks funny. Mom feels like she is raising a prince who demands that everything is done his way, even if that still doesn't make him happy. In Mom's mind, everything she's tried so far has failed. She has no idea what to do next. If any of these scenarios ring a bell, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, the tips in this audiobook should help you. Whether your child's conflict behaviors are large or small, indicating a phase he is going through or something much more severe, you can take steps that will make a lifelong difference for both of you. And in the course of this book, you will learn these steps, how to use them, and customize them according to your particular situation. But before we begin, let us try to understand what conflict behaviors are and where they come from. Conflict behaviors can be defined in numerous manners. A toddler's behavior is a glitch if it reasons a parent to feel disagreeable feelings, such as rage, disorientation, dissatisfaction, or contriteness. It is a conflict if it causes the child to act in a way that regularly upsets others. It is a conflict if a child appears to be unhappy, anxious, or angry most of the time. And it is a conflict
Sample complete. Ready to continue?